from a certain era. They just kind of spent all of their lives there. And so they have, you know, this incredible collection of, you know, 60s, whatever. And unfortunately, they die. Their families might donate to the, I mean, that's really...
Well, we all do it. So.
Yeah, we all do it. But I mean, that's really where probably most of the great vintage comes from, is like, you know, a family cleaning out, you know, grandma's house.
Are you looking for amazing and unique fashion, art, or jewelry? Look no further. Start buying your birthday, holiday, or just because gifts from Etsy. I'm a proud affiliate. Click the link in the show notes to check Etsy out today.
Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today we are having some technical difficulties because the electric in my home is gone. So please note that on occasion we might break up a little bit, but if that happens, I'll make sure to go back and clean it up as best I can. I'm really excited to do today's episode because we're talking clothing. We're talking thrifting. We're talking vintage and like all the stuff that I kind of love. There's a reason why I had a personal finance blog called the Shop My Closet Project, because I love fashion. And today's guest is going to kind of school us on all the things that we need to know about finding amazing vintage clothes, thrifting, and then we'll talk about Colorado and random stuff, because I'm going to share this episode on two different podcasts. So Carlin, could you introduce yourself?
So I'm Carlin. I am an avid thrifter and vintage collector. That would be my dream job. However, my normal life is actually as a corporate lawyer.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is the coolest. I never would have thought that. That's the best thing ever.
Yeah, yeah. It surprises some people, but it makes sense how I got into thrifting, I promise.
Actually, I can't wait to dive into that. And actually, before we get more into the interview, could you talk about your business and the name of your business so that people know where to find you?
Sure. So I sell vintage clothes and knickknacks on Etsy. My shop name is Thrifting Coos, and there's a story behind that name as well, which I'm sure you'd love to hear, which is just that, you know, when you find something amazing in a thrift store, like a really high-end designer or this really incredible piece, and you only pay like $2 for it, it's kind of like you pulled one over on the thrift store, on the world, and that's where I got the name Thrifting Coup.
Let's dive into you're a corporate lawyer and you thrift by night. Like, please, walk us through how this happened.
Well, it's kind of a long story, but been thrifting for a really long time. I don't really remember exactly how I got into it, but I know that, you know, after college and going back to school, I was very poor, but I worked at a fancy law firm or a big company, and so I needed the wardrobe to go with it. And so thrift stores just allowed me to kind of pad my wardrobe with nicer things that I might not otherwise be able to afford.
Did you ever feel weird about wearing thrift and working as a lawyer? Like, did anyone ever sit there and say, well, where'd you get that? And you're like, well, I got it from, or were you like, hey, I got this from this place and this is pretty freaking awesome and this is how you do it? Was there ever a stigma attached to some of your clothing?
Yeah, some people might be weird about it, but no, I think if you talk to anyone who's into thrifting and somebody gives them a compliment, you know, the first thing they want to do is say, oh, I got this at Goodwill and I only paid, you know, 99 cents for it. So it's like a source of pride. And so I will gladly tell complete strangers that I got something at a thrift store. But I think, you know, as I was working, I might wear a nice suit or something, but then some crazy vintage silk blouse underneath or something like that. And I got a lot of compliments and I got a lot of people who thought, hey, like, how do you do this? Can you help me do this? And can you find stuff for me? And so that's kind of also how I got into selling.
When did you get into selling and online? And if you could share your Etsy link too, that would be great.
So the link is Thrifting Coups, which is T-H-R-I-F-T-I-N-G-C-O-U-P-S dot etsy.com. I think that's the direct link. I started selling probably about a decade ago. I started on eBay, but you know, I had a lot of problems with like unpaid auction winners and yeah, so I moved over to Etsy, which is kind of better anyway for people who are really looking for vintage.
And how has the response been? Like, how do people find you?
I think it's, you know, when I post something on my shop, Etsy has the option to set a whole bunch of tags. And so you just have to get really good at keywords. Like, what if I have this really great gunny sacks blouse or something like that? You know, what would the search terms be for somebody searching for something like that? And yeah, it's really just luck of the draw what people are searching for at the moment, and they find me.
So what are three tips that you could share about just finding great thrift clothing and great vintage clothing? So basically, listeners, I randomly found Carlin at the Wash Park Art. No, it was at the Art Students Fair or something like that, festival. And the clothes were, first of all, they were very classic. I thought that it was amazing to me that some of the pieces were from 1980 and 1960s. And I mean, beautiful, beautiful pieces of clothing. So I'm wondering, what's your process? Like, how are you finding this stuff? And how would you school us in the art of thrifting?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, those are my trade secrets, but I'll be really nice and share them with you today. I mean, just in terms of like where you should go thrifting, personally, I prefer to go kind of to the outskirts of a major city, in the suburbs or maybe even slightly rural, where you have more of an aging, lifelong population that will have the type of era of clothes that you might be looking for. And it's also way less picked over, and sometimes it's cheaper. And so, you know, I generally don't thrift in the city of Denver. I thrift around Denver. I also, you know, I have days and hours that would be better for finding a lot of stuff. So my tip would be, you know, maybe Monday morning or Tuesday morning, you know, right after a thrift store opens, that's when they are putting out all the donations they get over the weekend, so they'll have more stuff. And then maybe like right before a big sale, they try to throw all their inventory out, so there's just like way more to look at.
What are some of the things that you're looking for when you're looking for these pieces of clothes? How does something jump out at you where you're like, this is going to be something that someone else is going to really love?
I guess, you know, most of it is I look for things I myself love. And so if other people love it too, that's like an added bonus. Also, you know, I pay attention to trends, you know, read fashion blogs and magazines and stuff. And so, you know, you kind of notice like, oh, you know, everyone's really into the mom jeans right now. So I might look a little more for that style.
Basically, what you're saying is fashion basically never goes away. Like, styles never go away. They just kind of come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of like materials, what are the materials that you tend to stay away from? Do you purchase things that are knits, or do you stay away from knits or rayon, or like, is there a certain thing that you're like, I never touch this because it's a pain in the butt and it's never going to be like, no one's going to be happy with it?
Yeah, well, personally, I'm not super into anything polyester or synthetic, just because it just looks costumey to me. So I tend to stick to organic materials like nice cottons, linens, wool, things like that.
And what would be some of your tips for actually caring for the clothing that you're finding? They're older pieces, clearly they're vintage. So what are some of the things that you would tell listeners to do to make sure that they care for their clothing and they last as long as they possibly can?
I hate going to the dry cleaner. I'm sure a lot of people do. So I try to, I mean, unless it's like this incredible piece and I have to have it, you know, I tend to buy things that you can clean yourself, and all air dry a lot. So the dryer can really ruin things. If something has like a weird smell or a stain that I'm just like not sure whether I can get it out, I don't buy it. So I stay away from stuff like that.
For a person who is nervous about thrift shopping, what would you say about that? You know what I mean? Like, the people get weird about, like, someone else wore this clothing. Well, how do you get them past that concern?
Lately, you know, I have some friends who are kind of grossed out by it, what I do. The fact that I would, like, go in and, like, touch all these things. The thing I tell them to kind of get them to wrap their heads around it is you go into Nordstrom and you try on clothes. There's probably like five other people who tried it on before you. Anyway, so it's like it's not as clean as you think it is there either. So, you know, maybe that helps people to kind of put it in perspective. And also, for me at least, I do a lot of closet cleanouts, and I pull things out of my closet and give them to Goodwill, and they're clean. So most likely the clothes that are hanging on the rack at a thrift store are not as dirty as you might think. But you kind of have to have the stomach for it. So if you don't like disorganization or crowds, maybe not the place for you. But if you like to dig, if you like to find something really special, then it's a great place to go.
How much do you think you've saved by embracing the thrift life on clothing costs?
Well, full disclosure, most of my outfits are thrifted and $3, $5 here.
Oh, but then, so awesome.
Yeah, but then I tend to have very expensive taste in shoes, and so I buy myself a pair of shoes or whatever, so it kind of like balances it all out. So for me, it's just, sure, I do save money, but you know, where I like looking for something really, really specific and I have to have it, like a pair of Frye boots or something.
Frye is one of my favorite brands. Oh god.
Oh yeah, I have like, I think I have 14 pairs of Frye boots shoes.
You know that they have a location in Cherry Creek, right?
Yeah, I do. And of course I've been there.
And what would be like the top three classic pieces that you would recommend any woman have in her wardrobe?
That's a really good question. And it probably changes depending on like what you do, like if you work in an office or something like that. But I would say like a well-cut, really nice material blazer is great, because you can find like really incredible blazers from the 60s or 70s, like beautiful wool, gold buttons, just like beautifully cut, that you would spend hundreds at, you know, like high-end boutique for that kind of quality. So definitely a good blazer. In the winter, probably like you can get a nice cashmere sweaters for like $5. Yeah, sometimes you can get lucky with bags. Clutches in particular, I would say, are pretty overlooked at thrift stores. So you can get a really nice leather clutch for like $3.
So we're in a place that's decidedly unfashionable. So I'm going to be honest and say I'm amazed at the stuff that you found. I'm not saying that we're all hicks wearing like shit kickers, cowboy boots and stuff like that, which aren't bad. I like cowboy boots. But I mean, compared to a New York, I feel like Denver has its own special challenges. So if you're a frugal fashionista, like a frugal person who loves thrifting or is someone who's excited about thrifting, what would you say about finding stuff here?
Yeah, I totally get your point. The aesthetic in Denver is definitely more casual and maybe skews more Western style. So if you're into that, it's like amazing. The thrifting here, and I tend to be into some of that stuff, but I think if you're looking for vintage, just decades ago people just dressed up more, you know, and so the things that you find at a thrift store, if they're actually vintage, tend to be a little more dressy. And so definitely look at like blazers are a great example, or more formal wear dresses, nice wool skirts, things like that. You can definitely find it here. It's just not modern.
Is there a city outside of Denver where you're like, I love to thrift in this place? This is like the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. it's Aurora, actually.
Really?
For whatever reason. I think it's just because, you know, the people who live in Aurora from a certain era, they just kind of spent all of their lives there. And so they have, you know, this incredible collection of 60s, whatever. And unfortunately, they die. Their families might donate to that. I mean, that's really...
Well, we all do it. So.
Yeah, we all do it. But I mean, that's really where probably most of the great vintage comes from, is like family cleaning out, you know, grandma's house. And so Aurora is really great for that. And I also, it's probably also just not picked over in Aurora. Like it is, like if you were in the middle of Denver, there's, you know, more hipsters thrifting in Denver than there are in Aurora.
I'm laughing. And then outside of the state of Colorado, where do you love to thrift? Like, what's a place that you're like, this is the best thing ever?
In Colorado or outside of Colorado?
Outside of Colorado.
Oh, I mean, I haven't really found a great place to thrift that I'm like, every time I go, I have to. But like every time I go on a trip, like I will thrift if I have time, make sure I have a little extra room in my luggage. Recently I was in Southern California and I hit some shops in, or were we, Reseda? Uh-huh. And that was actually pretty good, but I don't usually have great luck when I'm in LA.
Do you ever purchase shoes? And if you do, what are some of the tips that you would say for people who get skeeved out by that? So I do.
Yeah.
I purchase used shoes. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that, but I also run a personal finance blog. So clearly I'm like skewed to the, you know, like one way. But what's your process and how can we clean them so the cooties don't get on our toes?
Yeah, no, that's probably one of the grosser parts of a thrift store. So totally understand that. I do thrift secondhand shoes. I tend to look a little bit more for like boots from the 70s. And if you think about it, like people wear socks with boots. So they're generally not as gross, I guess.
That's actually a really good tip. I hadn't even thought about that.
The outside, certainly, you know, I have like saddle soap and leather conditioner, and that helps to make it look a little newer. On the inside, I don't know what the stuff is. One of my friends swears by it, but, you know, like at a bowling alley, the disinfectant that they spray into bowling shoes, I would imagine that's probably a good way to clean it up.
You don't like walk around with that stuff or have that on hand?
I do have hand sanitizer in my car at all times. So like right after I leave a thrift store, I'm just like using it like lotion. But and I had thought about for a while, I'm like, would I look like a total crazy person if I wore gloves when I went to a thrift store? But ultimately, I decided against it because I need to like be able to feel the material. But
I have actually seen people like them, and we do think they're crazy. Oh, yeah. So I'm glad you held back.
Yeah, I decided against it.
So I think some of the takeaways, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Colorado life, is just everything's a trade-off. There's good stuff out there. If you're outside of the city of Denver and Aurora, like you're listening to this episode in another state, think about your town and the towns around you. Do your research so you have some ideas on classic styles so that you can go out and find something that will really elevate your style and make you feel amazing, but for a hell of a lot less. And then are there specific stores that have shopping savings deals, or are there certain stores that where you can go in and they're like, this is 50% off on this day, or what would you say about that? Or like a savings card? Or
So unfortunately, my favorite shop pulled out of Colorado, and that was the Savers chain.
Oh yeah, Savers was good.
Oh my god, I was so sad when that happened. But no, I mean, every thrift store, they'll have like usually every day there will be like one color tag that's 50% off, and the local thrift shops here, like the big chain in Colorado, is Arc Thrift. Yeah. And every Saturday the whole store except for like maybe the one color tag is 50% off. And usually also, you know, major holidays, they'll have big sales and like everything's 50% off. So if you don't mind crowds, that's a great time to go Saturday.
I have a 2-part question. How often do you replenish your wardrobe? Like before you had a store, how often were you doing that? And what would you say your annual clothing budget would be minus the shoes? Because you mentioned Fry boots, and we're not going to factor that in. But so minus the shoes, what do you think you're spending and saving as a result of that?
I don't keep as good records as I probably should, so I don't have a total idea of what I'm spending. And also the fact that I'm running a shop. It's like I'm buying things that fit me so that I can model them for the shop. And so I tend to kind of like borrow from my shop instead of buy things for myself.
That's my kind of store right there.
Yeah. No, that's the great thing is like if you're selling used clothes, you can use them because they're already used. So it's not going to ruin anything. Yeah, it just depends on how busy I am. You know, sometimes I'll have a pretty easy week at work. And so I can kind of like take off an hour here or there and then buy $30 worth of some of clothes at one store, and I'll go 2 or 3 times a week, and then sometimes I don't go for a month. And it's just all over the place, really.
So I also have an online community and work with digital entrepreneurs, and I would love it if you could speak about running an online store and some of the challenges and some of the different lessons that you've learned kind of going through that process.
Started out on eBay, and I had a hard time with a lot of people winning an auction but then not paying, and a lot of crazies, actually.
Oh.
And so that's why I moved over to Etsy, and you know, Etsy tends to have more like-minded people who are maybe a little more reasonable. But I do have difficult customers from time to time who either they decide to change their mind once they get something and want to return it, even though I don't have a return policy unless I made a mistake, or they'll just get very angry that something is vintage, they wanted something brand new, or they just like don't understand it. It's very weird. So I do get a lot of weird messages and requests and complaints, but I've just learned not to take those things personally and not to worry about it too much. I try to make things right. I try to make people happy, but ultimately you can't make everybody happy. That's kind of how I've learned to deal with it.
And how have you, are you actively working to scale it up? Or are you happy to just have it? What's the goal, I guess, is the best question.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes it's a passion project and you're just happy? Like, is there another goal in addition to just having the store?
Well, I mean, I think I always have a number in mind that if I consistently hit it in sales, I would think about not being a lawyer anymore or being a part-time lawyer or something like that. But I realistically don't think it's possible. It's more of a hobby. It pays some of the bills, and it's fun to source something for $2 and then sell it for $50. So it's more about having fun and seeing how happy people are to find this really awesome thing and that enriches their wardrobe they love to wear all the time.
When you do your closet clean out, is there a process that you go through, or what is your number one tip for that? Because I think a lot of people love to bring in fashion, but they have a hard time letting it go.
Yeah. Well, I'm maybe not the best person to ask that, because for my own wardrobe, I'm brutal. I will get rid of things.
Really?
No pride, no sentimentality attached to it. But on the other hand, I have a basement full of inventory for my shop, so I don't know. But yeah, just be realistic about what your life is like and what your wardrobe should look like. I used to have to wear a suit almost every day, and now I mostly work from home for Silicon Valley companies. And
nice.
So, I don't need the suit. Let's maybe keep one of those things that if I ever have to meet a client or something, I could put it on. But otherwise, it doesn't get worn, so get rid of it.